they're super unpopular. Bill Gates is hated.
Yes, I think you
know the data better than I do. But the data showed that everybody with a high dose had a side effect.
Yeah, but some of that is not dramatic where, you know, it's just, you know, super painful. But yes.
Epstein had a way of sexually compromising people. Is that what Melinda was warning you about?
No. I mean, it's... No, I had dinner with him, and that's all.
Biden's hated.
You're a dictator, do genocide, Joe!
Klaus Schwab's hated.
Nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
To Klaus Schwab, I say this. How dare you? How dare you steal my childhood and my future? And the future of all children.
So, what should you do?
As long as Klaus Schwab is free, no one is safe.
Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum, and he bragged how his subversive WEF, World Economic Forum, has, quoted, infiltrated governments around the world. He said that his organization had penetrated more than half of Canada's cabinet. Could the member please name which cabinet ministers are on board with the WEF's agenda?
The member was in a really good question there, but the audio is really, really bad, and the video is really, really bad as well.
Which media are you with?
I am an independent journalist from Japan.
Yeah, no, thank you very much.
All these front people are hated, so they think they can put new front people up and try to get their agenda through.
Are you part of the WEF, Christina? Are you part of the World Economic Forum? Part of the deep state?
I hope you have a nice day.
Well, you won't have a nice day. See you at Gitmo. Bye-bye.
Their world government, UN, pandemic treaty stalling.
We cannot allow this historic agreement, this milestone in global health, to be sabotaged by those who spread lies, either deliberately or unknowingly.
I got headlines. Central bank digital currencies at risk of failure already.
Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution states that only Congress has the authority to coin money and regulate the value of such money. Today, Congress is exercising its Article 1 authority to state clearly that the Federal Reserve does not have the authority to create a central bank digital currency. This shouldn't be controversial.
Everything they're doing is turning to crap. They were supposed to destabilize things and bring their old bubble down and bring in a new bubble. But if the world's aware of them and aware of how they're the evil and how they're the bad guys, well, we have a great reset, but they all go to prison.
And people are dying. People are resigning. May 7th, there was an assassination attempt against Saudi Crown Prince. May 13th, Turkish President Erdogan holds an emergency meeting following a warning of a possible military coup. May 15th, an assassination attempt on the Slovak Prime Minister Robert B.
Robert Fico and his bodyguards walking to greet supporters there when a man reached out firing five times.
The May 16th, citizen arrested for threatening to assassinate Serbian President Vucic. May 19th, Saudi Arabia King Salman hospitalized for the second time in 4 weeks. So then you come to 19th.
These may be the final images of Raisi flying in the helicopter before it crashed yesterday. Raisi, the foreign minister, and several others killed after the helicopter was forced to make a hard landing in the steep mountains of Iran.
On the 20th, Jamie Dimon announced that he's retiring as the CEO of Chase. May 20th, also speculation that Jerome Powell is resigning as Fed chair. And then May 21st, Klaus Schwab stepping down as the president of the World Economic Forum. HSBC, their CEO, stepping down.
Right before 2008, in that big crisis, there were a bunch of stepping down like this. This is even bigger. And right before COVID, in November and December of 2019, record, in fact, bigger than this so far, I'm sure more is coming, CEOs stepping down or resigning.
We are so close to their dream for decades coming to fruition. If you were that close and you put all this stuff together and that was your baby, why wouldn't you stay to see that dream fulfilled?
It's more important than ever to keep independent true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this. Somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Best seller. Cleans out your blood. Cleans out your cardiovascular system. Does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I guess, get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's Tuesday, May 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody and the stuff together.
Okay. All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. You live from the Austin, Texas headquarters of InfoWars. InfoWars.com/show, band.video, however you're finding us. Thanks for being here. We got a lot to cover today. Thank you to Chase and the crew for covering for me yesterday. Hope everybody had a good Memorial Day. Let's get right into it. Here it is, your daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Tuesday, the 28th of May, 2024. WHO Chief Tedros, confident of eventual pandemic treaty deal. The head of the World Health Organization on Monday voiced confidence that countries would one day reach a deal on a pandemic accord after failing to produce an agreement last week, although health officials warned it could take years. Warned. It could never happen. You could never gain sovereignty over us. That could also be the case. Health officials have voiced frustration with negotiations that have been dogged by lengthy discussions past midnight, last-minute shifts in position, and growing criticism from right-wing commentators that the treaty would undermine sovereignty, which the WHO strongly denies. But yes, the pandemic treaty has failed. It has not been passed. So, of course, they'll just reword some things and try again because, well, these people need to be taught a lesson. Attempted tyranny. Something needs to be done. Because that's just how they'll do it. They'll just reword it, reframe it, find a way that's less public to pass it, and they'll get what they want because these people are persistent, if nothing else. Meanwhile, NATO training for nuclear strike on Russia, according to a general. The NATO nations are preparing for possible nuclear strikes on Russia, one of Moscow's senior generals has warned. Vladimir Kulishov, the first deputy director of Russia's Federal Security Service and head of the country's Border Guard Service, outlined threats that his branch has to deal with in an interview with RIA Novosti, saying, quote, NATO intelligence operations close to the Russian border are on the rise. Forces of the alliance are intensifying military training in which they work out scenarios of military action against the Russian Federation, including nuclear strikes on our territory, he was quoted as saying on Tuesday. Whether that's true or not, and I tend to believe it is, regardless, they think it is, which means they'll be acting in accordance with that belief, meaning that the escalations will continue until we're all dead. Meanwhile, migrant gets arrested for 10th time in 10 months. Carlos Mavarez Villoria, a resident of the Standard Club Migrant Shelter in downtown Chicago, has been arrested 10 times since arriving in Chicago last summer, according to police and court records. Villoria is consistently released from custody after each arrest, but that ended with the 10th case, his first felony, where he's currently living in the county, Cook County Jail. His first arrest came on July 12th when he was accused of stealing 10 Major League Baseball hats, watches, a backpack of food, and food worth a total of $193 from Walmart in Evergreen Park. Yeah, he's been arrested on average once a month for the last 10 months. The new Americans. I wish his case was rare, but that's just how it goes now. And that's always the thing with the persistent criminals is they just escalate. If you don't punish them, they just keep escalating. So you start off with some shoplifting and you end with some sort of major felony. With 10 opportunities to intervene at any point, but failure to do so, and some poor victim, some poor innocent American person has to pay the price. Meanwhile, closing arguments are set to begin with New York versus Trump as Merchan, the judge, skirts decision on motion to dismiss. Judge Juan Merchan is expected to bring jurors back into court Tuesday morning to hear closing arguments in New York versus Trump from Manhattan prosecutors and defense attorneys for former President Trump in his unprecedented criminal trial. We'll get back into that in just a second, but all of the expert opinion is that there should absolutely be a not guilty verdict. And the political experts are saying a guilty verdict would pretty much guarantee a Trump win in November. So looking like a win-win situation for Donald Trump. And of course, even if he is declared guilty, there'll be a lengthy appeals process and not much will happen before that. But we'll get into that a little bit later. Finally, we have this. Netanyahu acknowledges tragic mishap in strike on Rafah that killed dozens. Tragic mishap. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has acknowledged there was a tragic mishap after Israeli strike killed dozens of people in the southern city of Rafah, Gaza city of Rafah. He said this tragic mishap was made when an Israeli strike in the southern city of Rafah set fire to a camp housing displaced Palestinians, according to local officials, killing at least 45 people. The strike only added to the surging international criticism Israel has faced over its war with Hamas. With even its closest allies expressing outrage at civilian deaths, Israel insists it adheres to international law, even as it faces scrutiny in the world's top courts, one of which last week demanded that it halt the offense in Rafah. That's your daily dispatch for today. We'll get into all of these stories a little bit more, but I do want to remind you that this has been brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible sales, incredible supplements, and of course, you keep us on air and in the fight. Tell the truth about all of these various stories. 40% off Nitric Boost right now is the main sale. And of course, you know all the great things it does via vasodilation amongst them. It can really help you in a lot of ways. You got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the supplements themselves and the ratings for them. The feedback is absolutely incredible across the board. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there today. Help yourself out. Now, we're going to get into Rafah. But if you're like me, I feel like we're a bit in a Groundhog's Day. Just doing the same thing over and over. It would almost be funny. It would almost be funny if we weren't actually talking about the deaths of dozens upon dozens of innocent people. But how many times have we had to go through this in the last 7 months? So far, just the recent timeline with this is they say they're going to enter Rafah. Everybody in the world says, please don't try to target Rafah. That's where you sent all of the people that you displaced from their houses. That's where all the refugees are. It's a camp of innocent people. Don't hit Rafah. Israel hits Rafah. The images that come out of it are beyond horrifying, beyond description, just sickening at every possible level. And Israel says, oh, that was an accident. Oh, whoops. Sorry, we didn't mean to do that. And it's just at a certain point, we got to just stop listening to them, just looking at their actions. How many times has this happened? The West says, don't do this. It's going to be bad. Israel does it anyway. It's horrible. Israel either says it's an accident or it was Hamas did it to themselves or some other ridiculous lie that nobody believes, that everybody knows is blatantly false. And we send them $1 billion and they do it again. Goes on and on and on and on. And I mean, at this point, the lies are so egregious, so constant, they can't even keep them straight. I've got, you know, Israeli accounts putting whole tweet threads together about how actually Hamas bombed themselves in Rafah. And it's like, well, okay, Netanyahu has already apologized for it, so you can stop trying to lie about who did this. And just goes on and on. And it's like, I mean, the timeline of this last 7 months has just been this over and over. And if you just assume that the Israelis from the very beginning, like we did, like we told you on October 9th, the whole point was to ethnically cleanse Gaza and take it over and kill as many Palestinians as you possibly could. Innocent men, women, children, doesn't matter. Kill them all. Drive them all out. If you assume that that was the goal, then that's just what has happened. That's just what you see. Every action of Israel comports exactly with that ultimate design. If you listen to their words, oh, everything's an accident. Everything's extremely hyper precision targeted. And they're really taking on a lot of loss because they're sacrificing themselves so they don't kill innocent civilians. It's just, it's all bull crap. It's all nonsense. It's all lies. The more that the rest of the world pushes back, the worse they get. It's like this feedback loop that it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense. It's like the more they do, the more everybody's outraged and horrified and sickened at the behavior of these just demons, these absolute demons that are doing all of this. And the worse they get. And they just act like any criticism is anti-Semitism. And so they double down. It is completely insane. There's one headline in particular. I just had it pulled up, but I remember it. I can just tell you. Israel bombed Rafah over 60 times in 48 hours after ICJ orders. So the International Court of Justice basically orders them to halt, says what they're doing is genocide, says what they're doing is a war crime and a crime against humanity. And in response, they do the same thing 60 times in a row and then afterwards call it a mishap. I mean, at a certain point, the rest of the world has to do something to stop this. They don't care. They don't care about the words. They don't care about the International Court of Justice. Israel is training right now massive military exercises in northern Israel because they're about to go to war with Lebanon. They're not going to stop. Nothing's going to stop them unless something stops them. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're not going to just choose to not do this anymore. The rest of the world has a responsibility to stop them. We have a responsibility to stop them. And the fact that they try to claim this is an accident, I mean, again, are they children? Do they think that we're children? I mean, this is the type of thing that my three-year-old tries to get away with. Where he just does something, and I just saw you do that. And he goes, no, that was an accident. It's like, yeah, but he's three. He's three. You can't really blame him. And again, it's crazy. You know, there's a billboard somebody just put up, like on average, it's like a picture of two school buses. And it's just like on average, Israel kills two school buses full of kids every day. If you just imagine it like that, you get a perspective of what this really looks like. You can just imagine. Every single day, two school buses full of children. Maybe the world would actually react if instead of just, you know, mangled body parts and decapitated children being pulled out of rubble. I mean, those images are bad enough, but maybe if instead we got to see one by one as busloads of kids were brought out and shot in the back of the head and thrown into a pit, maybe that would put it in, terms we can understand. And we're 7 months in. Again, I don't know how long October 7th gives Israel an excuse to do whatever they want to whoever they want. Three school buses of kids daily. Sorry, I undercounted it. Three. Taxpayersforpeace.org. Israel kills three school buses of kids daily. Our taxes fund it. Or more at this point since October 7th. And the attacks are still getting worse. I mean, it sort of boggles the mind. Because the first wave of bombardment against Gaza were so shocking and horrific. And now the images coming out are even like, I can't show you the images coming out now. Just literally dads holding up the decapitated bodies of their children. It's beyond description. It was so shocking and horrifying when it first happened. And then it's just been 7 months since then. And it's not like it tapered off. It's not like the first wave was brutal and horrific, and then ever since then it's just been a slow, methodical targeting of Hamas, and, you know, occasionally a civilian gets hit. No, it seems like every month there's a new worst attack. It's only getting worse. It's only getting more insane. Sunday night's attack, which appears to have been one of the war's deadliest, helped push the overall Palestinian death toll in the war above 36,000, according to Gaza Health Ministry, which does not distinguish between fighters and non-combatants in its tally. They claim they killed two senior militants. I'm sure were just identified by AI because they had suspicious cell phones or something. As if that excuses killing God knows how many innocent people anyway. So Netanyahu said Monday that a tragic mishap was made in an Israeli strike in the southern Gaza city of Rafah that set fire to a camp housing displaced Palestinians and, according to local officials, killed at least 45 people. The strike only added to the surging international criticism Israel has faced over its war with Hamas, with even its closest ally expressing outrage at civilian deaths. You know, it's almost like America and NATO and France and all the European countries, we have become the Republicans of the world stage. How many strongly worded letters are we going to send that do absolutely nothing, make absolutely no impact, are completely ignored and laughed at by the people at whom it's targeted? Oh, international criticism's getting higher. They don't care. They don't care. They're going to keep doing it unless somebody stops them. So that's just the fact. That's just how it is. And of course, the struggle, the problem with all of this is that, I mean, Israel is surrounded by enemies that could stop them. Iran could stop them. Hezbollah could stop them. Syria could stop them. Egypt could stop them. Combined, they could definitely stop them. There's two problems with that. One, there are people in the American government and the UK government and the French government and the Italian government and the German government and every government in Europe that are more loyal to Israel than they are to the countries that they're supposed to serve. So they will continue to wield their power as dual citizens with not, like, what's the term they use? Dual loyalty. No, there's no dual loyalty. There's no dual loyalty here. There's a singular loyalty. They're just also citizens of America. Okay? They're serving in American government for the benefit of Israel. And so if these other countries around Israel step in to stop this absolute Holocaust going on, then America will destroy their countries, murder their presidents, kill way more civilians than even Israel is doing in Gaza, because we are an occupied country. That's the first problem. The second problem, that Israel has nukes, and they'll launch them. They'll do it. So, sort of between a rock and a hard place, I guess a first step could just be not doing everything they want, giving them everything they want, and providing the functional cover for them to do all of this stuff. One of the war's deadliest attacks this Sunday. And the deadliest attack before that was like the week before, and the deadliest attack before that was the week before that. Because they're just getting worse. They're just getting... Netanyahu did not elaborate on the error. It wasn't an error. I mean, we can't do this anymore. We can't pretend like this is an error. We can't pretend like they didn't bomb the hospital. We can't pretend like they aren't targeting journalists and healthcare workers and food aid deliverers. I mean, at a certain point, when all of these things keep happening over and over again, time and time again, in the same exact way, over and over and over and over and over, you got to realize it's not an accident. It's not. It's on purpose. This is terror. This is a terror campaign in which they're deliberately targeting people who deliver food, people who are there as health workers and doctors. It's beyond horrifying. It really is. And of course, if you protested, the American government calls you Hamas and will send the intelligence agencies to spy on you, including Mossad, who was recently caught surveilling the protest here in America, or they'll just send, I mean, this is sort of the craziest thing about all of this. At UCLA, you have pro-Palestine protesters, anti-Israel protesters, gathering on the lawn. And because of some of the connections that have recently been discovered about who these people were, it's been revealed that some of the people that attacked this camp were IDF soldiers. You've got foreign military attacking college students on American land. You've got American college students holding a peaceful protest, being violently and brutally attacked by IDF soldiers while the police stand by and allow it to happen. This is a foreign military operation to shut down this protest on our land, paid for by American dual citizens. Bill Ackman and others. That's the reporting, and we'll bring that up as soon as I get all these stories. Again, you know, it feels like some sort of horror comedy movie where you've got, like, Jeffrey Dahmer is president of the United States, and they just keep finding, like, body parts in his fridge, and he just keeps going out and giving speeches going, this was a terrible mishap that occurred. She's like, really? Because we found a head in your freezer last week. We caught you eating a little kid the night before. Like, how many times are we all going to sit here and let you give a press conference in which you call this a terrible accident, a mistake? Despite our utmost efforts not to harm innocent civilians, last night there was a tragic mishap, Netanyahu said Monday in an address to Israel's parliament. We are investigating the incident and will obtain a conclusion because this is our policy. And, like, you can just picture Israel's parliament all sitting there, just knowing he's lying, knowing they're going along with the lie, all nodding along, going, yes, this is the satanic cabal that we have decided to support. This is the lie that we're all in on. But as long as we all pretend hard enough, they can't prove that we don't know that this is obviously on purpose. We pulled out children who were in pieces. We pulled out young and elderly people. The fire in the camp was unreal. At least 45 people were killed, according to Gaza Health Ministry and the Palestinian Red Cross Rescue Service. The ministry said the dead included 12 women, 8 children, and 3 older adults, and another 3 bodies burned beyond recognition. Now, it's a mishap. A little bit of a mishap. Which, again, just so we're clear, the world says don't invade Rafah. Israel says we're going to anyway. They do. It's horrible. The world is shocked and appalled. And Israel says, oh, that was an accident. Oh, that? Yeah, that was a little mishap. A little mishap, an accident, an oopsie daisy. Just like the attack before that, and the attack before that, and the attack before that. They're all just accidents. These are all just terrible, terrible accidents, and they feel so bad for what they're doing, and they're going to keep doing it. They're going to keep pretending to feel bad until somebody stops them.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Winter isn't coming.
Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. In addition to the vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus includes vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. And all these vitamins are presented in a way that is both delicious and easy to absorb. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We got a lot of stuff to cover today. We got Trump trial wrapping up. I want to get into the libertarian conference this weekend. Get into that. We got censorship, immigration to talk about. We got a guest in the third hour. We'll take your calls in the second hour. Let's keep talking about Israel for a second, though. There have been a lot of updates to this. You know, the Gaza Pier might be just a very good symbol for America's involvement in this. And it's almost like they want to recreate the Berlin airlift after World War II. Where American airplanes had to fly over Soviet territory to airdrop food and supplies into the occupied areas of Germany. It's like they want that to be like the appeal. Like that's a story they'll tell eventually. But it doesn't make any sense because we're the ones funding and paying for the attack that's going on. So instead of just wielding any of our authority, any of our power, any of our military might to put an end to the suffering. We decide to do this like symbolic action of building a pier to deliver food, because whenever food tries to get delivered over the land routes, Israeli settlers come out and destroy it all before it can make it to the people who need it. Or when it does get to Gaza, the Israelis use it like a mousetrap to lure starving people in to shoot them. So we build a pier. Instead of doing anything to stop that, instead of doing anything to sanction people that are destroying the aid or do anything to limit the actions Israel is able to take against the innocent people in Gaza, we build a pier. We build a pier. We deliver food via the pier for a few days. All of it, by the way, goes to the IDF first. Again, crazy, crazy. So this would be like the Berlin airlift delivered food to the Soviets. I mean, it makes no sense. None of this makes any sense. Then U.S. service members get injured, one critically, while working on the Army's Gaza aid pier on Thursday. So we are actually sacrificing our young men to build this totally pointless, symbolic, and counterproductive pier. Then it dislodges, floats to Israel, and sinks. Great. A couple $1 billion. Down the drain for something that we never needed to do in the first place, because we have all the power that we could possibly need to stop the ongoing humanitarian crisis that the pier supposedly is supposed to mitigate. I mean, it's just absurd. I mean, it's just absolute nonsense. And I don't know how we keep going like that. I mean, clown world doesn't even begin to describe where we are at this point. But if you really think about everything going on right now, it's so far beyond idiocracy, so far beyond any dystopian vision of the future that you could ever possibly imagine. Like, at least in things like 1984, the people were largely fooled by the government. Whatever had been done to them psychologically, they really believed that we'd always been at war in East Asia, right? Even though it made no sense. So it's almost like they've implemented the 1984 policies without achieving the 1984 level mind control yet. So instead, just everybody knows they're lying. Just everybody sees what's going on and just keeps going on. And then you combine that with the fact that the president of the United States cannot say a sentence. I mean, we're so far beyond parody at this point. So a U.S. service member has been critically injured and airlifted to Israel while working on the Gaza aid pier. The Rafah hospital is closed now due to Israeli bombs, by the way. It's amazing they still have hospitals running. I thought they were all gone now. The death toll from Israel's bombing of a tent camp housing displaced people in a designated safe zone in Rafah is now 45. Again, they herd everybody into this area that they say is a safe zone, and then they bomb that area. Just like they work with the World Kitchen, they say that it's a safe path for them to travel down, and then they bomb the kitchen workers. They've killed hundreds of journalists, they've killed hundreds of health workers and aid workers and doctors when they stormed the hospital in Gaza. Strip everyone inside naked, tie their hands behind their back, shoot them execution style, and bury them in a giant pit. And the UK has found like 6 of these grave sites. The Kuwaiti hospital in Rafah has now been rendered non-operational, according to the director, due to intentional attacks by Israeli forces on the hospital's staff and the surrounding area. Algeria has requested an urgent meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the situation in Rafah. The Iran-aligned Lebanese group Hezbollah said it launched a barrage of rockets at northern Israel in response to deadly Israeli strike outside a South Lebanon hospital earlier in the day. So they're bombing Lebanese hospitals as well. Palestinians continue to flee Rafah through the night. A video posted on Instagram by a Palestinian journalist shows a group of people leaving their place of shelter in Rafah amid intense clashes and bombings in the city under the cover of darkness. Journalists say this footage, which has been verified by Al Jazeera, was taken after midnight. A family in Gaza has been displaced for the eighth time since the war on Gaza began. They picked up and left they packed up what's left of their charred belongings following Israel's latest attack on Rafah. They compared the military assistance given to Israel with the meager food aid provided to Palestinians and asked if they'll ever have anywhere safe to live again. Well, if the people in charge get their designs fulfilled, they'll be here in America or somewhere else in Western Europe. Anywhere except for their homelands where their families have lived for 1,000 years. Israel seizes equipment from the Associated Press in latest assault on free speech in the press. The Associated Press is no longer allowed in Israel after the Zionist state raided the media's outlet facility in the southern town of Sderot. Sderot. Located just 2 kilometers from Gaza, the AP facility and those who worked inside it were deemed to be in violation of a new media law decreed by the Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that prohibits news outlets from talking about the situation in Gaza outside of the approved script. According to reports, Israeli Communications Minister Shlomo Karhi signed a document that was handed to the AP stating that the media outlet is in violation of Israel's controversial foreign broadcaster law. The AP's live feed was then forcibly cut and its equipment confiscated by Israeli authorities. Hey, it's nicer than just killing them, which is what they do with the rest of the journalists. Which, you know, obviously that's why we have to defend them. I mean, they're the only democracy in the Middle East, after all. Then we have this. Israeli spy chief threatened ICC prosecutor over war crimes inquiry. The former head of the Mossad, Israel's foreign intelligence agency, allegedly threatened a chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court in a series of secret meetings in which he tried to pressure her into abandoning a war crimes investigation, The Guardian can reveal. Yossi Cohen's covert contacts with the ICC's then prosecutor took place in the years leading up to her decision to open a formal investigation into alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity in the occupied Palestinian territories. We'll get back into this on the other side, but it's just, I mean, they're out of control. They're absolutely out of control. They have to be brought to heel for the sake of the world.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands 2 products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. Infowars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks.
Adjectives on the typewriter.
Talking about his words like a prize fighter. The Trump trial today, as closing arguments will be made. Hard to know which threat to focus on. It really is crazy. This is my video list for today. We got a story that's going, or we got a song that's going viral, and we'll actually save this story to talk about with our guest Lana Lochteff in the third hour. We talk about the Great Replacement, but there's a song that's been going viral in Germany because it says "Get the foreigners out," and the German government is attempting to put people in jail who play this song. Got Pete Buttigieg defending billions of dollars of worthless electric vehicles. We've got tyrants in Florida launching a manhunt for yet another driver who left tire marks on the crosswalk that they painted rainbow colored. We've got, you know, the gay tyranny coming down. We've got Senator Josh Hawley exposing the fact that COVID was a creation of the CIA. We've got leaked footage that the H5N1 pandemic, the bird flu pandemic, is already underway, and they are actively preparing preparations for lockdown once again. We have more videos of evidence of Bill Barr shutting down the investigations into voter fraud that could have seen the election of 2020 overturned. We've got genetically engineered soils for microbiomes. So they're not just genetically modifying plants and animals, but the soil itself now. We've got the Chinese government unveiling robot dogs with guns mounted on their heads. We've got the World Health Organization pandemic treaty being foiled for the time being, but with the promise that it'll be reintroduced very soon. And we've got the most horrific videos you've ever seen out of Rafah as the IDF continues to strike them And those are just some of the videos. Those are just some of the videos we could show you today. So this is always my struggle. It's like, well, you've got a literal Holocaust going on in Gaza. Might be worth paying attention to. But you've also got the whole China getting ready to invade Taiwan thing that could see us led into a third world war. You've got every single day more and more signals that Russia and NATO are preparing to go nuclear on one another. We've got the destruction of DEI, just gutting all of our internal systems like academia and the judicial system. Got rising crime rates being covered up and lied about by the regime. We've got not just bird flu coming up when they're trying to do COVID again, but we're still dealing with the fallout of COVID in the first place, with cancer rates all around the world, specifically in countries that are hugely vaccinated, skyrocketing for no discernible reason. You've got the economy absolutely collapsing as nobody can afford to buy a home, and all those homes are being bought up by giant multinational conglomerates to rent out for the same price they would have been sold for, but to retain ownership. Censorship across the board with the intelligence agencies embedded within big tech. Sounds people. There's a lot. There's a lot to get into. And at the end of it all, you're just left with this feeling of just like, what the hell? What the hell are we supposed to do to confront all of this? I mean, it's coming at you from every angle. And when the same sort of satanic impulses seem to animate everybody in every position of authority, it's a little overwhelming. It's a little bit insane. How is it that we've allowed it to go this far? How is it that there is no important industry or organization at all that is not just not only infested, but run by people who all, to a man, are animated by this? Mental illness, whatever this is. And when are we going to be, you know, fed up with, when are we no longer going to be satisfied with the crumbs? Like, this is the thing. Slowly but surely, the COVID pandemic fraud is being unspooled. It's being revealed. It's all coming out now. But still, to this day, and this story is from thepublica.com, Mayo Clinic refuses to give popular YouTuber's mother a lung transplant because she hasn't been vaccinated against COVID-19. So to this day, despite all of the evidence about the COVID-19 vaccine, admitted now from every possible source, doesn't help, doesn't stop you from getting the disease, doesn't make it any better. If you do get it, you're actually more likely to die from it the more vaccines you have. The massive side effects, multiple iterations of the vaccine taken off the market at this point because of the insane side effects. And yet not getting vaccinated is still literally a death sentence in certain cases. These people, Cassie Kennedy of the Mayo Clinic, is saying they're signing the death warrant of a woman because she didn't get vaccinated. Saying you need a lung transplant to survive, I'm denying you that because you haven't been vaccinated. Mayo Clinic rejected a mother's lung transplant because she hasn't been fully COVID vaccinated. What does full vaccination even mean now? 8? She needs to get 8 vaccines? I mean, how many is full vaccinated anyway? And how many times is this happening across the country that we don't even hear about? Because most people in America are so demoralized and downtrodden anyway they're told, like, oh, yeah, your mother's been denied a lung transplant. They just go, oh, shoot, okay, darn it. I guess she has to die now. Like, this guy's a famous YouTuber, so he was able to get the message out and have people report on it and care about it. How many other people in America have literally been murdered by the hospitals because they refuse to give them a necessary organ transplant because they're not vaccinated? When are we going to be sick of, you know, they're giving their closing arguments to Trump about Trump today. Is it really the best case scenario we can ask for that he be found not guilty? And we'll feel good if he's found not guilty. And it will be a truly devastating indictment of our entire system if he's found guilty. Is that really all we can ask for? Is that really the most we can ask for? When this trial from the beginning has been such a utterly ridiculous farce every step of the way, it's only gotten worse. I mean, it was stupid. It was retarded. It was nonsensical, baseless to begin with. And it's only gotten worse. Every witness they bring up destroys their case a little bit further. But that's no guarantee that Trump's going to get off. And even if he does, they've kept him locked in New York City during one of a month that should be, in any reasonable normal year, the heart of campaign season. We should be traveling around the country holding massive rallies and gaining huge support. So just when are we going to decide to no longer be satisfied by just not being actively killed by the state? That's essentially where we're at now. Is it's just like, if Trump can avoid being shoved in a concrete box for the rest of his life, we'll consider that victory? Really? Really? Victory to me would be everybody involved in the COVID debacle is tried, found guilty, and subjected to public execution. Where Israel is brought to heel in a necessarily brutal way. Where every immigrant in this country is rounded up and sent back to the country they came from for a start.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
2018, the World Economic Forum discussed the possibilities of mind control using sound waves. This is something that several people have claimed to be a target of. They have become known as targeted individuals. A subcommittee for Homeland Security was recently held to discuss this technology and the targeting of U.S. government employees and their families. This is commonly known as the Havana Syndrome and dates back to 2016 when U.S. diplomatic personnel in Cuba experienced unexplained health problems.
Guys, if your assessments here are correct, these are very covert weapons, aren't they? They don't leave behind bomb fragments, bullet holes, etc. They could absolutely be used by our adversaries and have very low levels of, very easy to deny that they were even there, that they were used. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's no entry or exit wound. How they're designed is to make the target feel like they're crazy, like they're imagining things, especially on the low duration, the low intensity, long duration hits.
Have any of you three panelists ever seen one of these weapons?
I have seen a 1991 version of the weapon, and it looks like a satellite dish with a unit this size attached to it. And of course, over the years, miniaturization has been possible. Obviously, there is a limitation to how miniaturized it can be because of the antenna size, which can always is always related to the wave. But still, it is something that can be well contained in a in the trunk of a car or even a large backpack. My experience shows that it can be cobbled together. It's something that can a rough, crude version of this that would probably require longer exposure than the more advanced version that has been tested, as we see from this document, can be put together inexpensively. But again, I would abstain from commenting further, lest I encourage people to try it at home.
What you all are saying is there's a government cover-up of the fact that something is out there afflicting, targeting us?
The government in the IC assessment is wrong. It's dead wrong. I can't tell you if it's a cover-up, why they're doing this, malfeasance. I won't go there.
So cover-up would depend on intent. There could be good reasons to withhold information. I will say that the public statements that the executive branch is making is inconsistent with the classified record. And then it would be Congress's job as an oversight authority to determine why that is, whether it was a legitimate reason to mislead the public or because of some nefarious reason or all the above.
Mr. Grozev said you spoke to a Russian agent who said that they believe that Americans are using these same weapons on them. Is that correct?
That is correct, back in the 80s.
Might that have something to do with part of the CIA's motive to cover up the existence of this tech and these weapons?
That is a very logical possibility.
While it was admitted that this technology is being used, the discussion was focused primarily on Russia, as if to create more incentive to escalate war with the Russian Federation. When the question of whether it has been used on the American population was raised, it was dismissed with a smile.
Are any of you aware of any reported incidents from individuals who are not members of the United States government? Domestically, I should say.
There are many people who believe they are victims of AHIs. All you have to do is look at my Twitter feed whenever I post on the topic. I only represent federal government employees and their families, so I don't focus on the accuracy of those particular claims.
There is plenty of evidence showing that the targeted individuals who claim to be victims of this were the guinea pigs in today's all-out assault on the American people. And our government is far more concerned with starting another war. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Right, folks, find and share that at band.video. Sonic mind control of U.S. citizens. Back on the other side to get into more news of the day and your phone calls as well before being joined by our guest in the third hour, Lana Lochteff. Stay with us, folks. It's the American Journal on InfoWars.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products
They're absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. We still got a lot to talk about. I'm going to take your phone calls this hour as well. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at the American Journal. We'll take your calls on all topics. I got a bunch of videos to get to. Let's do that now. We'll start with clip number 12 here. This is an update on the World Health Organization's pandemic treaty. Russell Brand breaks down how we've achieved victory. We're not out of the woods yet. Let's watch.
The WHO treaty has been altered because of your resistance. What you awoke to years ago is finally reaching the Senate, because 49 senators are set to oppose this treaty. Let's have a look at the letter that's been written by these senators. Some of over 300 proposals for amendments made by member states would substantially increase the WHO's health emergency powers and constitute intolerable infringements upon US sovereignty. As such, it was essential that the WHO abide by the four-month notice period to allow member states to ensure that no traces of such proposals were included in a final amendment package for consideration by the World Health Authority. Having failed to do so, amendments are not in order. So what the WHO were trying to do is change the language. It still enables them to censor dissenting voices. Malinformation. Remember, malinformation is true information that they happen to not like. The WHO's most recent publicly available draft of its new pandemic response treaty is dead on arrival. Instead of addressing the WHO's well-documented shortcomings, the treaty focuses on mandated resource and technology transfers, shredding intellectual property rights, infringing free speech, and supercharging the WHO. Look at this. The treaty ignores the fact that we are still unsure of COVID-19's origins because Beijing continues to block a legitimate independent investigation. Let's have a look at a little bit more from this story. There is unease among MPs about the World Health Organization's pandemic treaty due to be ratified later this month. MPs are urging the government not to rush into signing the agreement, which they say has serious implications for the UK's sovereignty and ability to decide national policies in a future global health crisis. The WHO has come under fire for its support of China, with Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, I can't say that dude's name, the director general, criticized for praising Beijing during the pandemic, having initially claimed its lockdown strategy bought time for the world. It certainly did buy time for the world. It bought time for tyranny. So presumably the Senate are beginning to realize what you have long known. They weren't right about COVID. It wasn't precisely as they described it. Its devastating effects were not so serious or far-reaching. They were not right about how effective lockdowns were going to be. They were not right about the efficacy of vaccines. Stay free. See it first on Rumble.
So you got Russell Brand breaking down the WHO treaty that has been defeated as of now. But WHO chief Tedros is confident they'll eventually get what they want. They'll eventually wear you down. They'll eventually release the right combination of disease and vaccine to bring you to your knees before them. They'll do it eventually. And they may be trying it with bird flu. Let's go down to clip number 6. This is leaked footage showing that the H5N1 bird flu pandemic is a go with preparations already underway. Let's go down to clip number six.
Thanks, Jessica Hopkins, Public Health Ontario. I was just wondering, so in the event there is a positive from milk, do we have a plan to start active surveillance in humans? I think that, you know, I'm just sort of thinking about, like, what's the next step? Are we just going to wait, or do we have something that's kind of queued up and ready to go once we see a positive? Thanks.
So, Jessica, that's exactly the protocol I was talking about in the enhanced surveillance that we're working to put together that we won't use. I shouldn't say we won't use. There's some potential ways we could use it. We could get baseline. We could do it on pigs. We could do it on avian, even though it's been done by the BC folks. So, but obviously the preoccupation is to land something so that if we do find a positive farm, we can get in there. But that's where our work right now has been focused on, trying to develop something that would be implementable around those farms. I will flag that, you know, there's the science part and the lab part and the thinking through the epi part, and then there's the enormous sensitivities around who's going on farms, are these quarantined areas, the farmers, the undocumented workers or migrant workers, documented, like that whole sensitivity area about we are here from the government and we're here to help you, testing that has been very challenging in other jurisdictions who have attempted to do this.
So already setting up these surveillance networks for so-called bird flu, as they're absolutely sure that while it has never jumped to a human prior to this, they're sure it's going to happen very soon at an increasing rate, maybe because they're manipulating it in labs to make it more infectious to humans. Maybe. Maybe that's why. Of course, all of this is combining with the various wildfires that have mysteriously broken out, specifically in like Texas cattle country, to the forced culling of herds of cattle across the world because due to so-called climate change. And it's interesting how all of these things, disasters and policies alike, contribute to the same process. The destruction of the food supply system, which almost parallels exactly the creation of the vaccine under COVID. Because they had a vaccine program, they had a vaccine system, and they had a way to create vaccines that had been in operation for a very long time and was, by their own standards, fairly successful. But they wanted to introduce this new system. They wanted to introduce this new form of vaccine. They wanted to introduce mRNA spike protein injections. And they needed a catastrophe to bring this change about. Well, our farming system, while it's changed, you know, iterations, it's changed bit by bit over several 100 years, it is still largely the same as it always was, but that system's old. They want to replace it with a new one. They want to replace it with lab-grown meat. They want to replace it with huge factory farms where you have office buildings, essentially giant warehouses jammed full of pigs and cows that never see the sun, never feel the touch of grass, but are bred, raised, injected with GMO antibacterial sludge until they're slaughtered. And that system is more controllable, more, you know, able to exactly choose how much is made and when and who gets it, taking nature out of the equation. So in the same way they needed COVID in order to scare people into accepting mRNA vaccines, they're destroying the food system to force people into accepting lab-grown meats and whatever else they choose to put on the store shelves. Beef prices likely very high in years to come, a food expert says. While inflation is still affecting our grocery bills, food rose by another 0.4% in January, according to a new report released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now beef prices are expected to skyrocket this year due to a cattle shortage. Now let's make it unaffordable. Experts say beef prices could rise 30% in 2024. And this was put out before the wildfires that destroyed 85% of the Texas cattle grazing area. This was before the bird flu pandemic that they'll use as an excuse to shut down more cattle farms and cull more herds, just like they're doing under climate change, where hundreds of thousands of cows have been slaughtered to fight methane emissions, right? Again, I don't know what gets us first, the world war nuclear exchange with Russia or just being starved to death and you know, forced to eat basically estrogen patties for the rest of our lives. It's all pretty sickening. Let's go to your phone calls now. We've got True in California. Go ahead, True. You are on the air.
Hi, good morning to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just had a real quick story for you. I'll go as fast as possible. I love you guys. I was on my way to go and do some work, and I went by a coffee shop, and there was a lady inside there yelling at the clerk in front, and she walked out of the store as I was walking in, and I said, "What's the problem? Do you need a coffee or some food?" I'm like, "I'll buy it for you." And she's like, "What are you talking about? I own this establishment and many more in the county." The story actually goes longer. It turns out she sells the coffee to the church I used to go to, etc. But anyways, so I talked to her. I'm like, "Oh, you own the establishment? What's wrong?" She's like, "I think that my assistant stole my cell phone charger, and it's about a wire." I'm like, "Okay, you need a charger?" And she's all, "No, I don't need anything. I own five of these establishments." And she looks at my shirt. It's an InfoWars shirt. It says "Legalize Freedom." And she's like, "What's up with your shirt?" And I'm like, "Freedom, don't you believe in freedom? I wish I would have recorded all this. It would have been great for you guys." And she says, "No, I was born entitled." I'm like, "What do you mean you were born entitled?" And she says, "I don't need to worry about freedom and stuff. I was born entitled. I own a lot of establishments in the valley." I'm like, "Still, you don't want your freedom?" And she goes on to pretty much say that over and over again. And she's like, "Well, when the time," or she says, "Aren't you entitled? Because I'm driving my grandpa's truck." I'm like, "No, that's my grandpa's truck. I'm using it to do some work right now today. And I wasn't born entitled. We work day to day. We work hard. We work on a farm." And she's all, "Well, when the time comes and you need your freedom, come in and tell them that I sent you to get a free coffee and a muffin." And I wish I would have recorded it. I was blown away. It turns out she was selling the coffee also to one of the churches that I was going to at the time. Turns out it's a super liberal church, everybody here in California, and they were putting all of our money into getting the immigrants. There's this place in Ojai that the immigrant children that are teenagers that say they don't have a place to go. We were spending $20,000. We are spending, or they are now, because I left that church and went to another, but they are spending $20,000 a month to put up these kids way out in the middle of this place in Ojai, this beautiful ranch. And I don't want my money going towards that. And this establishment lady, it turns out the coffee shops that she has was is being sold to that church. I could name off the people involved in the whole thing, but anyways, they're all liberals, which is fine. They can be liberal. I love what you guys showed the other day about people at the Trump, I think it was South Carolina, and they're all like, "We're Democrats, but we're not voting Democrat anymore because this is ridiculous what they're doing to our country." Anyways, that's the gist of it. I don't want to take up your time, but I was blown away. My jaw dropped. I'm like, "Really? You don't want legalized freedom?" She's like, "I was born entitled."
That's a very weird thing to say. "I was born entitled, so I don't need freedom." Okay. All right. Well, sounds like, owning five properties is going real well for her. She's having a meltdown in public over a iPhone cord. It goes to show you can be entitled and have a bunch of stuff, but still be a miserable jackass. Pretty interesting stuff. Thank you so much for the call, True. Let's go to Daryl in North Carolina now. You want to talk about the Trump trial? Go ahead, Daryl, you're on the air.
Yes, Harrison. I'd like to talk about Judge Juan Merchan. I think the chances of Trump getting convicted in this kangaroo court, it has to be a million to Juan. I mean, this judge is so corrupt, I can't think of one nice thing to say about him. The people of New York should rise up with one voice and demand his resignation, because we cannot allow the rule of law to be destroyed by Juan Man. This judge must be held accountable, because no Juan is above the law.
No My Juan is above is the law. That's a pretty good saying.
Yeah, and my hope is that the jurors in this case will not convict Trump on any Juan of these charges.
Well, you know, this is the problem. You know, we actually watched the jury selection process, not the actual process, but there were people outside of the courthouse who were interviewing rejected jurors, and basically all the ones who were rejected were the honest ones. It was all the people that were, you know, pretty upfront about their support and what they thought was happening. You know, they got weeded out. So it was all the people who were willing to lie. I guarantee you the jury is packed with Democrats who understood, okay, if I want to convict Trump, I have to pretend not to know anything about this, pretend to be totally, you know, unbiased and not have a perspective on this. They know, and they're willing to pretend. And then we played videos on the show of the rejected jurors who seemed perfectly reasonable, didn't love Trump, you know, they weren't like, I'm a diehard Trump supporter. But we're just like, nah, yeah, I wouldn't be okay with the government prosecuting, you know, this when they let so many other people off. It's the people who are honest and upfront and moral and genuine. They're the ones that got taken off. So, you know, I imagine this will be a Derek Chauvin type trial where you've got people on the jury who, you know, are later seen wearing shirts saying, get your knee off my neck, Black Lives Matter, a big shirt of George Floyd. It's hyper-partisan scumbags that are using the power that they can get through deception to achieve their political goals. So I don't have a lot of hope that Trump is going to get off. Everything has been rigged against him this entire time. The case should have never been brought in the first place. So how to, you know, judge the outcome of this? You're not dealing with what a legal precedent would say or what the evidence says. I mean, if we were going by what the evidence and legal precedent and cases like this in the past, like if we were going off those things, it never would have been brought. So now that we're outside of those bounds, anything is a possibility at this point. Thanks for the call. Daryl, sorry, I do want to move on to another call here. Greg in Orange County has a comment for us. Thanks for calling in, Greg. You're on the air.
Hello, Harrison. I know you're bummed about a lot of stuff, and so am I, to be perfectly honest. There's a lot of stuff to be bummed about. However, there is some sort of solace to take, and that is that it is in God's hands. That's the good news. The bad news is we are being judged. We are being judged because of the 80-plus million children, innocent children that have died, and the human trafficking that's going on, and the unaborted live children coming over the border who are being killed on a daily basis as well. That is innocent blood. It is being spilled. God hates it. We're being judged. Israel's going to be judged for the same thing. And there will be another side to this. We'll just have to see how many people survive it.
Well, that isn't very uplifting.
Well, actually, it, you know, why not? Why not? I mean, why
have to see who survives?
Well, why believe it? Because a lot of people honestly don't want to repent.
Yeah.
That. Okay. Let's make it more uplifting. Let's repent, and I promise tomorrow. You know, part of the if more people in the church, just in the church, said, hey, we can't accept this status quo of the spilling of innocent blood, the oppression would start coming off tomorrow. But our church here in America isn't really faithful to what God wants.
Yeah.
Well, and that's a big part of the problem.
And that's sort of, I was just teasing you, Greg. I just, the call screener said, you know, Greg thinks Harrison is depressed and he has a response to it. I thought you were going to tell me something uplifting and joyful. Instead, it's like, I guess we'll just have to see who survives, but I'm just messing with you.
Can I say this?
Let
me just say this.
Go ahead.
Quickly. Before, I mean, for people who say, well, I can't love a God that's going to judge like that. What about, how can we love and respect the God who doesn't avenge this innocent blood's death?
Yeah. I'm right there with you. I just, it's not even necessarily that the bad things are happening. It really is the fact that people just have no idea. They have no idea. I bet if you were to take a poll right now of the average American walking down, you know, Congress or any, you know, street in any city in America, I bet 90% of them, they don't know what RAF is. They don't know what Trump's even charged for. They don't know anything. They don't know anything. And it's like they're too scared to even find things out. Like they're in such a state of scared sheepishness. Like it's the classic cliche at this point, right? The sheeple. The sheeple are herded around. But man, it's like you can just picture it. You just bring things up to people that are real and they get the sheep look. They get the like wide eyed. They're just like, no, I don't, that's too scary for me to think about. I can't consider that. Somebody might be offended. I don't even want to hear about it because I don't want to form a thought about it because I'm scared of my own thoughts. Like these people are so scared of just everything, just scared in general, not even scared of a particular thing. They're just frightened of the real world. And they go into talking about sports or, you know, Marvel movies, and suddenly it's comforting. It's nice. There's no one's getting offended. Nobody's getting mad. Like, that's all they want. They just want to feel comfortable, to feel like everything's soft and going well. And they're literally too scared to just confront what is obviously in their face every single day. And it's sad. So it's not even that like these things are happening. It's the fact that we can't get more people to just stand up. Because as Greg said, like, if we just, you know, the Christians in this country just said we're against killing innocent people, and that's just sort of a standard that we have, and that's sort of how we judge things. So innocent people are dying because of the open border. We want that to end. Innocent people are dying in Israel bombing campaigns. We want that to end. Innocent people are dying in Ukraine. We want that to end. I mean, if that was just the base standards, just let's stop killing innocent people, none of this would even be an issue. Instead, not only are these things happening, they're happening at an increasing rate. The more Ukraine loses to Russia, the more NATO starts talking about readying nuclear weapons and sending in soldiers. The more Israel gets censured by international bodies, the more innocent people they kill. It's like the evil, it feels like they've won at this point and are just doubling down across the board about everything. So we'll be back on the other side with more of your calls. Thank you to our callers. Those people who disagree with me coming up. I am excited to go to them. But then we'll go to the moon base.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Biomineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We'll go out to your phone calls shortly. We want to play a video for you. And we discussed it last week when Ted Cruz was on some liberal talk show, and how they just say the same thing over and over about voter fraud. And it's really every topic they have, like, certain talking points that they all just repeat verbatim. And Republicans are baffled at this. They can't figure out, even though it's the same things being said over and over, they never have a response to them, even though the response should be obvious. In the case of voter fraud, they always make the claim that there wasn't enough voter fraud. It wasn't widespread. It wasn't enough to swing the whole election. And they know that because it was investigated and all of the court cases were thrown out. Now, they don't want to get into the details of why they were thrown out and what exactly was investigated. We have a video that should put all of that to rest, essentially. This is a testimony of, well, I'll just let it play. Liz Harrington posted this. In December 2020, an irate Bill Barr called investigators looking into Jesse Morgan's claim of hundreds of thousands of completed mail-in ballots hauled across state lines. He told them to stand down. And this was a video we'd played. Very suspicious stuff. A U.S. postal worker who drove a box truck full of ballots from Pennsylvania or from New York to Pennsylvania. And then basically had the chain of custody severed as he was told to drop his truck off somewhere without any official, you know, certification that it was going into the right hands, only to return the next day and find his truck had been moved. It was gone. Somebody had driven it away. He testified to this under oath, swore to it. They started investigating it, and then Bill Barr stepped in and told them to, quote, shut it down, stand down. So let's go to clip number 7 here. This is testimony, an eyewitness testimony of somebody who listened in to the call between Bill Barr and investigators in Pennsylvania. Let's watch.
Were you present when Mr. Schaefer received a phone call from a senior official of the Justice Department?
Yes, I was.
And was that, were you able to hear both sides of that conversation?
Yes, and about 6 or 7 other people were able to hear that conversation.
And so was it on the speakerphone?
Yes, it was.
And who was the who called who?
Bill Barr called Tony Schaefer.
The former Attorney General Bill Barr?
At that time he was the Attorney General.
All right, sir. And tell us about that conversation.
It was relatively irate, and he was telling Tony Schaefer to stand down on this investigation. It was not a long call.
And what was the response to that directive from the Attorney General?
It was kind of ambiguous, but it was sufficiently strong to say that the evidence had already been found, and the response was, I told you, you need to stand down on this.
And
the conversation was not long. it was agitated, to say the least.
All right, sir.
So Bill Barr at that time was going on television and publicly saying there's no evidence of fraud, that they'd investigated it, they looked into it, and it didn't exist. While simultaneously in private, he was making irate phone calls to the people who were sitting there going, but Mr. Barr, we have the evidence. We've done the event. We have tons of evidence of fraud. We're going to pursue this. And he just yells at them, stand down. I told you to stand down. And then hangs up. Again, the saddest part about all of it is that the person didn't just go, all right, whatever, I'm going to keep doing this. I don't care. This is the fate of my country. They rigged an election. I'm not going to stand down just because the attorney general tells me to. But I guess that's the chain of command. Although I don't know what authority he had, if this prosecutor was a state prosecutor. But this he did multiple times. As Rasmussen Report says, while publicly claiming there was no fraud in 2020, he privately ordered those with credible fraud evidence to stand down. And this from Liz Harrington is a note from William M. McSwain, former United States Attorney, Eastern District of Pennsylvania, in a letter to President Trump. He said, in the spring of 2020, I prosecuted and won an election fraud case against the judge of elections in South Philadelphia who was stuffing the ballot box. I also charged the political consultant, a former Democratic congressman who was paying bribes to the judge to stuff the ballot box. President Trump, you were right to be upset about the way the Democrats ran the 2020 election in Pennsylvania. It was a partisan disgrace. The governor, secretary of commonwealth, and the partisan state Supreme Court made up their own rules and did not follow the law. Even worse, the state attorney general, Josh Shapiro, the very person responsible for enforcement of state election laws, declared days before the election day that you would not win the election. It would be hard to imagine a more irresponsible statement by a law enforcement officer, especially during a hotly contested election. In light of such statements, hardly surprising that many Pennsylvanians lack faith in our state's election laws. They received various allegations of voter fraud and election irregularities. As part of my responsibilities as U.S. attorney, I wanted to be transparent with the public and, of course, investigate fully any allegations. Attorney General Barr, however, instructed me not to make any public statements or put out any press releases regarding possible election irregularities. I was also given a directive to pass along serious allegations to the state attorney general for investigation, the same as state attorney general that had already decided that you could not win. So This is what Bill Barr did during the following the 2020 election. Anybody who had evidence, he simply took over the investigation and muzzled it. Not really that complicated. I mean, the scenes from TV shows where, you know, the local cops are investigating a crime scene, the FBI storms in and goes, please, stand down. We're in charge now. This is our crime scene now. And the local cops have to give way to the federal officers. That's how this works. The federal officers come in, and even though the state has evidence of voter fraud, they say, don't worry, this is our investigation now. We'll take care of it. And they ball it up and throw it in the trash and move on. And nothing gets done. That's how you crush investigations in this country. It's very sick. It takes one phone call from Bill Barr. Question one afternoon. Pennsylvania, all right, call them. Hey, shut it down. Call the people in Georgia investigating it. Shut it down. Calling people in Arizona investigating it. Don't worry. We're on top of it. The FBI is in charge. We're going to get to the bottom of this thing. Shut it down. And then they just shut it down. And there's no investigation. And then they send the talking points out to all the Democrats saying it's been investigated. Trump's attorney general investigated and found nothing, knowing full well that Bill Barr was a snake in the grass the entire time and from a CIA family who had ties to the Epsteins, et cetera, et cetera. So this is how they stole the election. It's not that complicated. It was a conspiracy, certainly. It was, secretive agreements between people in power to break the law and cover each other's backs, and that's exactly what happened. And then the Democrats pretend not to see all of that and pretend that it's all been adjudicated and all of the investigations came up with nothing, even though every single person in the local office in Pennsylvania or anywhere else that actually did these investigations found enormous evidence of voter fraud and had it all shut down by Bill Barr. Systematically, one by one, Bill Barr called them, said shut it down, and they complied. And so they stole our election. It's as simple as that. It's not even up for speculation. Like, we don't even have to speculate. As that attorney general letter just said, they changed the rules outside of the course of law. They cheated. And it's as simple as that. They did things that were illegal. You're not allowed to just buy fiat because an emergency measure, because of the policies that you put forward, right? They put you on lockdown. Then they say, because you're on lockdown, you can now do mail-in ballot boxes. And because there's mail-in ballot boxes, we can't do signature verification. And all of this is completely outside of the legitimate process by which laws are passed and election rules are changed. They cheated. It was lies. They stole the 2020 election. It's not up for debate. It's not speculation. It's in evidence. It's apparent from the face of it. They stole the 2020 election. Period. They're going to do it again. We don't stop them.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
The
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal, InfoWars.com. InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. Got a lot of good callers here. Let's go to Alan in Tennessee. He disagrees with me on Israel-Gaza. Okay, all right. What do you disagree with me about, Alan? Go ahead.
Hey, Harrison.
Howdy.
Good, great show as usual. What I want to say about this whole thing is that the Palestinians and the Israelis had their two-state solution until October 7th. Last time I checked, Israel wasn't messing around in Gaza before then. So,
what? Yeah, they were.
Yeah. In 2007, the Palestinians voted to elect Hamas as their government, even knowing item number 7 on the Hamas charter was the utter destruction of Israel. So I hate to say it, but I think they bought it on themselves. And I know the kids didn't vote in this, but that's my take on the whole thing.
Okay, I'm not sure really what your point is.
Well, I'm saying they voted for this. I don't agree with the way Israel is handling it, by all means, but the people of Gaza voted for this.
They voted for Hamas 17, 18 years ago, so they deserve to have their refugee camps bombed. I mean, I think I'm missing the connection here.
No. They voted to elect a terrorist organization as their government.
Okay, one that Israel supported and helped to found, right?
Well, item number 7 on the Hamas charter was the utter destruction of Israel. So
they don't like Israel. Why would they like Israel? I mean, the Israel has been occupying and oppressing the Palestinians since 1948 when they routinely kill dozens of them. They have hundreds or thousands of their people in prisons without trial. Why would you expect them to vote for people that support Israel or like Israel? Like, why would they not vote for a government that is at war or, you know, would promise to go to war with Israel or resist Israel by any possible means? I mean, so they should just basically they should just submit it. They should have just left willingly, and then Israel wouldn't have to bomb them. It's their fault for not giving up immediately. I just don't understand what the logic is here.
Okay, the only thing Israel had to do with Gaza until October 7th was manning checkpoints between the two countries or between the two territories.
Between the two territories. You mean surround? You mean you mean Gaza is an open air prison that the Israelis had the right to dictate whether or not anybody left?
Well, they had the right to dictate who came in and who went out.
Right, like a prison.
I mean, have you seen the high rise apartment buildings before they were flattened?
Before they were flattened, I mean, exactly. I don't agree with you there, Alan. I mean, basically it's terrorism. Israel is basically saying we're going to bomb you until you vote correctly. Until you vote for people that won't resist.
I don't vote for either.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. I don't
have a dog in this fight, brother.
Well, I don't either, except we do, because we're Americans, and America is the reason all this is going on, because Israel wouldn't be able to do it without us. So it is sort of our fault that this is happening, and I personally don't blame an occupied people for resisting their occupation. And that's just how it is. So it's brutal and unnecessary that what Israel's doing, and it's only getting more people to support Hamas in Palestine anyway. So, you know, I don't know exactly what they're, you know, it's like if you didn't know what was going on in Gaza before, because by the way, none of this started on October 7th. No, like none of what's going on now was, you know, it wasn't peace and strawberries and cream before October 7th. Then October 7th happened and, Israel went insane. I mean, this has literally been going on for decades upon decades. So, you know, I don't blame the people for resisting. And I actually have a lot of, I'm in awe of the fact that they are still resisting after 70, 80 years of this treatment. It's baffling to me, the resilience the Palestinian people have. So, Israel literally has a policy where they would shoot Palestinian protesters in the penis to not kill them, but leave them severely injured. And that was, you know, years before October 7th ever happened. So, you know, what are you going to vote for people that are like, we're on the side of the penis shooter people? No, of course they're going to resist with everything they've got. That's human nature. Thank you for the call, though, Alan. Let's go to Patty in Boston. Wants to talk about estrogen packets. You're not going to try to sell me them, are you, Patty?
No, I think that last argument actually shot me in the pink. Like, I really don't know what to do with that. That actually broke my face. Like,
Have you never heard that?
No, look, man, I'm on your side on that, like completely 100%. Israel is intentionally committing, the Israeli government, I should say, is intentionally committing genocide in Gaza, and I'm with you on that. But that illogic that we just listened to actually hurt my face while I listened to it. Have you ever had somebody talk to you, like, for too long, and you actually start to see stars? Like, I mean, physically, like, you're like, I need to get away from this conversation. Like, this, that was one of those moments, man. I really, you're amazing for being able to actually sit through that. That's pretty impressive. But what I was calling about was estrogen patties you were talking about earlier, estrogen patties. And by the way, after you said that, I bought estrogenpatties.com in several different spellings, because I think that is probably the best name for a punk rock Irish girl group. Like, if you can put the estrogen patties, like, I mean, that's amazing. Like, who's going to come up with a better punk rock name
I want to live in a world where Estrogen Patties is a punk Irish girl band rather than the food my children will be served at school. Yeah, that's you're painting a utopia for me there, Patty. But no, unfortunately, we're all going to be eating chemical slosh when they get rid of all the cows.
Hey, the one serious thing I did want to mention is that I think Julian Assange should be pardoned, and Trump had 4 years to do it and chose not to do it. Biden never promised to do it. Obama never promised to do it, so we didn't expect it. But I really did expect it when Trump was president. He didn't do it, and he's talking about it yesterday, talking about looking at pardoning Assange. And I think it's just the most pandering, insulting, gaslighting nonsense that I've ever heard. Oh, maybe I'll pardon him. Well, maybe you should have done that, you know, like 6 years ago when you had the authority to do it, and the man was rotting in a jail. Because even if he comes out now, he's probably going to be half insane because of the damage that's been done by the incarceration he's had to, you know, unlawfully, you know, deal with. And this is disgusting, the fact that he's using this as a campaign, you know, issue. I can't stand it, man. This is pandering in the worst possible context.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. He could have done it before. The fact that he's saying he's going to do it now doesn't exactly fill me with confidence, because he did say exactly the same thing last time. And I wonder if it's different this time because of how he feels about the CIA and the intelligence group. Because, you know, we pointed out before, the first thing he did upon being inaugurated was go to the CIA. Like, he understood that the intelligence agencies were against him. And I wonder if he didn't sort of make a deal with them, going, you know, all right, I'll let you keep the Assange thing going, but give me something in return. Like, I wonder if he didn't use it as a bargaining chip. And I hope now that he understands there is no bargaining with the CIA. There is no, like, okay, you let them do this and I'll let them do that. There's none of that. I hope now that he understands, like, now he should just do it. He should just do the things the CIA doesn't want him to do, because screw them, because they're never going to help him with anything. They've undermined him the entire time. They've been behind so much of the censorship and the dossier, and all this stuff has come out of the CIA. So all I can hope is that he's learned his lesson. There's been evidence that he has. There's an evidence that he hasn't. I mean, he's talking about bringing Nikki Haley on the team, which would destroy a lot of the faith I had that Trump has learned his lesson, if he's already talking about bringing on neocons like Nikki Haley. So, you know, all we know is that it's better than what Biden and co are suggesting. And even if Donald Trump doesn't fulfill his promise, I won't exactly be surprised, because the same thing happened last time. Sorry I wasn't able to get some more callers. We got a great guest in the third hour, but I encourage you to call in tomorrow, and I'll try to open up the phone lines a little bit earlier, because I see a lot of calls that I wish I could get to. Maybe we'll take calls in the first five. Stay on the line. We'll take calls in the first 5 minutes before bringing on Lana Lukteff for the third hour, talking about the Great Replacement. Stay with us, folks. It's the American Journal, InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts, carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need, and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to be joined by Lana Lochteff here in just a minute. But I want to go to a few more phone calls since we had people on hold. So try to keep your call, your statements to 60 seconds or less. We'll get to as many as possible here. Moonbase General in North Carolina. Thank you for your service, Moonbase General. You're on the air.
Thank you, glorious leader Harrison. Just real quickly, one thing that Israel isn't showing you that both Ukraine and Russia do show you is actual enemy combatants being killed. I mean, like, I noticed you posted yesterday the footage of basically a Ukrainian version of Home Depot being bombed. But the Russians actually show you the footage of, oh, well, actually, there was a whole fleet of Grad rocket trucks that had just fired and moved back into the loading docks of that same facility. And also, real quickly, as far as white replacement that's coming up with the next guest, which she is amazing and Henrik is amazing, great. They do great work at Red Eyes. But don't forget that the same people orchestrating white replacement and white ethnic cleansing across the entire Western world are the same ones conducting ethnic cleansing in Gaza so they can have, you know, a new vacation home when the West declines. And that's
very
it.
True.
Thank you.
It's very true. Thank you very much for that call, Moonbase. I'm going to try not to comment too much on these so we can get to more, but I do appreciate your input and I agree with you. Let's go to Craig in Ohio now. Go ahead, Craig. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. I think the reason people are depressed is because we've turned over our power, you know, to these people, and we see the evil, but we don't stop it, right? And, you know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. I called in. I'm the hedge fund guy that talked about, you know, when someone throws their punch, you know, that's the time to hit them back. And we're really not doing that. You know, we put these people up there. We're just talking about Trump, Barr, all these other people. But there's another guy that I want to throw in the mix. His name's Scott Bessent. He worked for Soros before they took down the British pound. He worked for Soros again for 10 or 15 years. He then left there, got seed money from Soros, went on, started his own fund with another guy from Soros Fund Management. And Maria Bartiromo's had this guy on. Steve Bannon's had this guy on two or three times. Lou Dobbs has had this guy on. And none of them ask him the question, don't you feel bad about giving this guy, don't you feel bad about making guys like Soros money? So, you know, at some point I'd like to get on and talk about this stuff with you, you know, because there's a lot going on, you know, where we're not punching back, Harrison, at all. Yeah. And that's why people are depressed. You know, we 9/11, they took our power. We didn't punch back. You know, 2008 real estate crisis, they took our power, took our money. We didn't fight back. COVID took our power, took our money. We didn't fight back. That's why we're depressed. It's not real hard to figure out.
I agree. I completely agree. Very well said, Craig, and I couldn't agree with you more. And, of course, George Soros is just the most popular and prominent name, but this is the
– Yeah, there's tons of
them. There's, like, literally hundreds of guys like George Soros all pouring billions of dollars into our destruction, and we're not doing anything to stop
it. And I could go through a list of 50 of them, but we don't have the time, so –
Well, I appreciate the call, Craig.
But I'll call back.
Yeah, please do. Let's go quickly to Jennifer in Georgia. I want to talk about the Libertarian Party. Go ahead, Jennifer, you're on the air. We got about a minute left.
So I think what Trump did by going to the Libertarian Convention was a very bold move to make, and I think it was a very necessary move to make because he sees the urgency of turning this ship around before it completely sinks. And I just want to advise any listeners who consider themselves a libertarian to jump ship now, because what I see happening is by them nominating someone like Chase Oliver, they're subscribing to the far left agenda, and they're going to use him to be in the debate with Biden and Trump, because it's a very strange timing when they said that they didn't want RFK there. But I think that they're going to allow Chase Oliver there because he essentially is the liberal, and what they're going to try to do is stick two dogs on Trump at the debate.
Yeah,
they're gonna and the thing is too, the Libertarian Party, the one thing that they have that the far left doesn't is that they can coherently articulate their position, even though most people now already see through all of the BS.
Yeah,
they
look, the best thing they could have done was nominate this Oliver guy, because nobody's going to vote for him. They'll all just vote for Trump. So it's even better than endorsing Trump.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, joined today by Lana Lochteff. Lana Lochteff is the host of 314 Radio and a contributor to RedIce.tv. She focuses on sociological and demographic trends as well as European identity and culture. The website can be found at RedIce.tv, and she can be found on Twitter at Lana Lochteff. Lana, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you. I know it's a hard Slavic name there. Lana Lochteff, just got to think Lana Turner. Remember that actress? Yeah.
Well,
I am all Slav. Yes.
Well, look, I've been a fan of yours for years and Red Ice for a long time. Y'all cover a lot of the demographic change that is now getting a lot of talk. But when you guys started, hardly anybody was mentioning this. How did you get started in this cause? And, you know, what made you want to dedicate your career to this?
Well, what happened was I met my husband. Oh, geez, this was like 15 years ago, and he was doing Red Eyes Creations, and he was doing podcasts on, you know, truther topics, conspiracy, a lot of things you guys talk about, spirituality, everything, you name it. And it was around 2013 when we actually moved to America. And at that time we were, you know, looking at symbolism, setting messages, you know, in films and TV. And I just started noticing, wow, there's this I hate whitey trend in America. I had been out of the country for a while. You know, the dumb white guy on the TV, and, you know, white people are to blame for everything. And so then we started kind of just following down that rabbit hole. And I discovered people like, you know, Jared Taylor from American Renaissance and Tim Murdoch talking about, you know, the war on whites. And so I started interviewing some of these people. And I know Henry kind of touched on some shows a long time ago about multiculturalism, how it's catastrophic. And across the world, but especially what's happening now in the West. And then from there, it just kind of blossomed into, you know, where we are today and the conversations we're having today. And I'm so thrilled to see that white replacement is catching steam now, because it was 5 years ago when we first started talking about it. And as you know, 2019, we lost bank accounts. I've been banned from every platform you can imagine. So we've really paid the price for it. So I'm glad to see that these conversations are now going more mainstream, you know, mainstream conservative over the last couple of years. And how can they not,
right,
when you're paying attention to the trends and seeing what's happened? It's not a conspiracy anymore. It's right in front of your face, right?
Right. It's obvious. And I mean, there's so many aspects of this that are crazy. And one of the craziest parts is the people doing it aren't shy about saying what they're doing. I mean, this is the crazy thing, is they sit there going, demographic replacement is real. White people are going to be a minority, and that's a good thing. And then you point at that and go, wait, so they're replacing white people? And they go, conspiracy theorists, white supremacists, how dare you? It's like, it's dizzying, because they're the ones saying this. And if this was any other group, I would also be against it.
Yes.
It sort of sucks that white people are on their own in this. Where's everybody else going, hey, that's not cool. You can't do that to those people. Why does everybody hate white people, Lana? What do we do? What do we do wrong?
Yeah, they've been programmed to, and I say that all the time. Like, we would have someone else's back. I mean, we do here in, you know, what's happening in Palestine. We don't enjoy seeing what's happening there. We're vocal about that. We don't want to see genocide happening anywhere else in the world, but it seems like there's very few people that are standing up for us. And that's what drives me nuts when I see people say, well, what you're talking about is, you know, white identity politics. We can have white identity politics. Look, there's all these people coming into the West who already don't like us, right? They're coming thinking in terms of, you know, they'll say it in their own words. You hear it all the time. Colonialism, revenge for colonialism. We're going to take over your countries. We're going to outbreed you. Like, we hate you. They say it right in your face all the time. And then there's people that come in and, yes, they're programmed into, you know, the church of anti-whiteism. And then they begin to lash out at the very host countries that take them in and take care of them and are generous and kind to them. And what they start doing is they start lobbying, right? They start getting their own political groups. They start lobbying for their own ethnic interests within a different host country, you know, within our host countries. And what I'm telling white people is there's nothing wrong with standing up for what is good for white people. At the end of the day, we need to put our head into this game of identity politics and begin to fight for what is best for our children and our children's children before everyone else does what's good for them, is not going to be good for us.
Right. And look, in Texas, white people are a minority at this point. So, like, at what point, how much of a minority do white people have to be before they go, actually, please stop writing laws to discriminate against us? I mean, I am a minority in my home state. My son will be even more of a minority amongst his, you know, peers at his age level. At what point do white people get to stand up for ourselves? Because we already are a minority and we're still being called white supremacists for not wanting to be discriminated against.
Oh, yeah, I've been saying that for years now. And by the way, how does it feel being a white minority? Because I've been a white minority in different places. And let me tell you, it sucks. Yeah. That's why all these other minorities are, like, you know, crying about being a minority, and they want more of themselves around because it sucks being a minority. Nobody should be. And that's why we used to have countries that were organized along, you know, ethnic lines so that people didn't have to feel like strangers in their own countries. I've been on the playground with my children where I've been a white minority, and it doesn't feel good. No one understands each other. I mean, because now we're talking about an influx of people from all over the world, right? People don't understand each other. They don't understand our customs, our manners. They're programmed to, like, immediately have some animosity towards you because you're white, especially if you have little blonde kids. You know, that's not a world I want to live in. And it's certainly not a world I want my children to live in, to grow up being a hated minority. I don't know how that's not racist.
Yeah. It obviously is. And again, they're not even shy about it. And one of the most frustrating parts about this is the ease at which we could stop all of this. I mean, it's literally just a decision to be made. And, you know, I have this story here. Irish police refuse entry to 50 illegal immigrants. 50 people attempted to enter Ireland from the UK, by the way. So they'd already been, you know, illegally in the UK, I imagine. And then they decide, actually, I guess the benefits aren't good enough, or some organization got them together to try to cross in a boat to Ireland. And the Irish police just said, yeah, no, you can't come. And so they turned around and went back. I mean, that's the craziest part, is that this isn't some overwhelming issue that we can't figure out how to deal with. It's literally as easy as going, no, go back home. Problem solved.
Exactly.
And yet we can't solve this.
Exactly. We need the support of the people. That's why I'm glad to see, like, Ausländer raus. What's happening? The movement across Germany and the spreading across France. You've got a version of it in Ireland. We want to see this happening in every European country. Ausländer raus means foreigner out. Okay. Germans shouldn't have to be a hated minority in their own country. But at the rate of what is happening with mass immigration, we can't keep up with the hordes of the third world coming in. And I hear the argument all the time. Well, they can't replace you if you have more babies. Look, for decades now, for decades now, they've been telling us to not have children for the environment, coupled with, you know, feminism, anti-white policies, and now everything is so expensive that we're not rewarded for having more babies. But the foreigners that come in are rewarded for having more babies. We shouldn't be at a point where we're having population wars in our own country. I don't think that that is the answer either. Yes, we should be having more children, but yeah, foreigners out. We need to have policies. This is where things are heading in Europe and in a lot of the good, strong nationalist scenes. Repatriation, remigration, mass deportation. This has to happen for the future of Europe, because if there's no white people, it ceases to be Western civilization. White people are Western civilization. It's not just a piece of paper. It's not just an idea. Like America, the founders of America were Europeans. And with that comes a whole slew of, you know, culture, heritage, history, behavior. If you replace us, everything changes. So that's why I'm glad to see this movement happening. And of course, Germany is lashing out. They're jailing people who are singing this song. You know, Henrik and I joke around the other day, what are they going to do? Put people in prison now for humming the melody of the song? I mean, this is how desperate the system is lashing out. But we need numbers. That's why it's good to see people out on the streets in Ireland, because the majority of people, when they're taking polls in Europe right now, they've said, we've taken it too many. This is enough. We want it to end. So we need to have policies in place that say, if you came in between this period and this period, same thing in America, you have to go back. That's where this needs to go.
It's really not that complicated, is it? It's just you have to go back. It's, no. You know, sorry you have to go back where you were raised and born and lived the majority of your life, but this is not a punishment. You just go home. We just send you home. It's not, I mean, and that's the crazy thing is, you know, they are foreigners. They are citizens of other countries. They already have their homelands. They already have their governments that they have passports with that are there to protect and serve them. They don't need us. They have their own countries. They can just be sent back. It's not that complicated. And I mean, the polls, as you point out, the majority of citizens in every European country from every poll I've seen in the recent past say too many migrants. They need to be sent back. The one that we showed last week, 95% of the respondents said they want it back. But this is our democracy, remember. So even if 95% of the population wants something, the alternative will be shoved down their throat by the people in charge. Thank God Ireland is standing up to some degree, and I hoped that they would, since they have a history of resisting oppression. And to imagine going for hundreds of years of fighting occupiers. I mean, literally, since I'm reading a book about the Irish fighting off the Vikings in the 800s. I mean, for as long as you have records in Ireland, they're fighting off invasion, only to just roll over and allow people to come across, you know, on ferries.
And they can't use the colonialism or slavery argument here, right? Like they try and justify it. Well, you had slaves, so therefore we can just make you a minority in your country. Ireland, no. Irish people were indentured servants. They were white slaves. So you can't even use that argument. But yes, there's economic opportunists. These people coming in, they're not refugees. We know they're coming to take advantage of the system. They post their Instagram, you know, or TikTok videos where they're shopping around for the best European country that can give them the most. We see people now walking just right across the border in America just because they can. Just because their cousin is there or they saw a TV show that they like. I mean, America has basically, and most of the Western world has become an ATM and a toilet for everyone to use, you know?
Yeah,
this is unsustainable.
And there's video last week of Turkish guys, or maybe over the weekend, and then videos a couple weeks ago of guys in Morocco that were like, yeah, I paid $10,000 to get here, and I'm going to be I was a YouTube streamer in Morocco, and I'm going to do that here. So it's like, okay, we're taking in the refugees, the poor unwashed masses that are YouTube streamers that have an extra $10,000 cash to pay to get here. They're not even pretending to be refugees anymore, but because they say the right words in the right order that are dictated to them by the UN that we fund, they're allowed to stay and receive benefits and get plane tickets anywhere they want and live, you know, rent free for a year in a brand new construction apartment building. I mean, it's so beyond absurd. As you point out, they're financial opportunities, and often finance is the reason that is given for why we need more people. We got to, you know, beef up the pension funds, so we need more blood in. So they bring in a million people. They all go on welfare. The pension system gets destroyed, and now you can't retire for an extra 5 years. So, I mean, just all of this is madness.
Oh, I know. But according to the UN, this is replacement migration. You need them because they're going to take care of you because you're an aging and dying population. This is a lie that they tell us. It's absolutely false. These people, they don't even help their own countries. They're not helping us now. How are they going to help us 10, 20, 30, 40 years? How are they going to help me when I'm 80 years old? You know, right. They don't help. It's just a big dead weight. And who cares about the GDP? Who cares about money and just constant growth? This is your people that are at stake, your culture, your heritage, all the work that your ancestors have done, the blood that they have shed to make our countries what they are will cease to be the countries that they are if us, the descendants, are no longer there. It's quite simple. And I know Jared Taylor said this many times. You import the third world, you become the third world. And I think Steve King, remember, didn't he get in trouble that you can't, replace the population or revive the civilization with somebody else's babies? It's true. And every other people knows this. I've traveled around the world. Like, I've been to Africa where I'm like the first white person that they have seen. I have seen everything. And other places in the world, they think we are utterly insane for what we are allowing to happen.
We just
need to put our foot down and say no. And unfortunately, we've got traitors in government and we've got, all these hostile, subversive forces and interests and people that want revenge. I mean, we're dealing with just like a huge cluster, but we still have the power as the, white American majority, and we have to do something before it's too late. We have to start organizing. No, these people have to go back. If you came from this period and this period, no. I mean, we can't settle for anything less.
I completely agree. And the sad part is that so many white people are on board with this. Like, that the reason they've been able to get away with this is because you have people like Joe Biden going, white people will be a minority, and that's a good thing. I mean, this self-hatred of white people is really sickening to me. Because, again, I just look at all people as the same. And if I saw people who were sitting there in an African country selling out their own people, going, yeah, we suck, bring in everybody else, all my people need to die. It's like beyond, I mean, it really is sickening to me, the spiritual poison that Americans and Europeans at large have accepted, that they are evil and they deserve to die out. How have they pulled this off? Because nobody else would fall for this.
No, I believe we can take it back to, look, there's a lot of different groups. Yes, there's all kinds of different lefty groups, even religious orgs that are pushing for this. But I really think that we can take back a lot of this thought to the Frankfurt School. And I know that you've talked about this before, right? A group of mostly, Jewish communists who post World War II have infected this idea into the universities of America. The first ideas of racism, sexism, homophobia, xenophobiaism, the constant fear of fascism. I know that there is a subversive force working in America that essentially wants revenge. Or, World War II, they see Nazis and everything. They think there's a potential Holocaust that's going to happen at any time. So they need to neutralize this competition, right? And I also feel that it's a spiritual quest from this subversive force as well. And they've taken in a lot of our own people as well, which is sickening. This white guilt, it is decay of the mind, the body, and the soul. And that is why it's so important for us to wake people up, to show them the truth of these things, to expose the lies, wake them up from this suicidal slumber that they're currently in.
Suicidal slumber. That's a very good way of putting it. And you pointed out the, dumb white people in commercials. And it's one of the things that I think once you're exposed to it, once you're made to notice it, you can't not notice it. Because it would be one thing if occasionally there's a dumb guy in a commercial, nobody would care, nobody would notice. But when you notice it, when you actually start looking for it, and every single commercial you see is a dumb white guy and a brilliant black woman correcting him, or a black guy, making a fool out of him. It's like, once you introduce that to somebody, once you tell somebody, hey, do you ever notice this? They'll start noticing it, and then they can't not notice it, that it's everywhere and constant and very insulting and annoying.
Yes, it is. And it's all part of the plan. We've been conditioned to for anti-whiteism for decades now, right? You, media, education, oh my God, critical race theory, everything in entertainment, on the news. It's this constant conditioning of like white people are to blame, white people are the problem. It's like open season on us. That's why, I mean, for me, I never even thought about race. Look, I grew up in, you know, Bend, Oregon, Sun River, Oregon, an upper middle class resort town. It was all white people. It was safe. I didn't have to think about these things, nor should we, right? Nor should we have to worry about these things. But I started speaking about these things when it started coming to my door. You know, they start attacking you for being, I'm a good person. And they start attacking me for being white, just simply for existing, you know? And then it's like, okay, no, you have to defend yourself at some point. You have to put your foot down because it will catch up to you. And it is starting to catch up to even, you know, white, anti-white liberals, right? They're starting to find that, oh my gosh, all these policies I've been helping advocate, I've been a white ally and now it's turning against me. Exactly. Yes. And now these anti-white policies are going into effect in government where that's real institutional racism. I don't see any black people actually suffering from institutional racism. We are the one group that is an unprotected class unless you're a gay or tranny or something like that. But
right.
We don't have any protections. We don't have any civil rights.
If you aren't,
it's never a hate crime when it's happened against us.
Yeah, if you aren't a genetic dead end, then you are the enemy as a white person. And as you point out, it's a feedback loop, right? You bring people in. I mean, look at Minnesota, right? With Ilhan Omar. I mean, you bring in enough people from Somalia and crowd them all into a single congressional district. That's a Somalian congressional district now, and they vote for their people. They vote for people who say, well, they'll protect and give money to Somalia. And suddenly, you know, you're getting more people from Somalia. And so it's like a feedback loop where the more you bring in, the more power they get, the more they want to bring more people in, the more power they get, the more. And so it just goes on and on. And this is wrong. It's not right. Nobody should have to go through this. And nobody should, you know, have their grandparents have founded a farm, you know, 400 years ago somewhere in the Midwest, only to now find that they have no representation in their local government because the federal government has brought in 10,000 foreigners to live in their neighborhood. I mean, again, it's sickening, and it does fill the UN definition of genocide, doesn't it?
That is right. Absolutely. It's an ethnic cleansing of an area. See, people think, oh, genocide has to be just, you know, mass murder. No, it was a genocide. They called it genocide in Tibet when, you know, all the Chinese were flooding into Tibet, right? But it's never genocide when the entire third world is flooding into a white country, making us a minority. Well, actually, it is under the definition, if you look under it, and I've done videos about this. You're replacing a group with another group. You're forcibly transferring children of one group to another group. You're, you know, it's ethnic cleansing. It's demographic genocide.
Right. Right. And, you know, I guess I was lucky enough to grow up in Houston and go to, you know, inner city public school. So, I was never under the illusion that white people were all powerful and like totally this dominant force. I was always a minority, you know, growing up. So I don't know. I was lucky at being introduced to that because I don't feel any, you know, shame. I feel like a lot of people that are into this, like a lot of the liberals, grow up in liberal places surrounded by white people and so they have this totally skewed perspective. But when you grow up as a minority, you don't feel like guilt about talking about race because you see how everybody else talks about race. You just think black people are proud of being black, Hispanic people are proud of being Hispanic, but I'm not allowed to being proud about white people, about being white and my history and heritage. That's stupid. There's equal numbers of us. Like nobody has more power than any other. So I'm going to be as proud as they are, and they should be proud too. Why not? I want everybody to be proud of their race. White people are not exempt from that.
Yeah, exactly. And it is true. I've had easier conversations with, you know, non-whites on the subject of, you know, white identity politics, and they totally understand it versus a lot of, you know, white liberals or Jews, of course, who are just like, no, you can't do that. That's white supremacy. That's Nazism, you know.
Right.
It's eugenics and all that. We need to stop caring about these terms. That's the big thing. Racism, white supremacy. I mean, my Wikipedia is a joke, okay? I've tried to edit that thing so many times. It is on lockdown, and people will edit it, and within 2 minutes, literally within 2 minutes, it's like it's changed, you know? They want to label us these things so that we cower away. Oh no, we're blacklisted. Oh no, people think I'm this and that and that, and oh, I might get doxxed. Well, tables are turning, and people don't care. I've noticed a huge difference even in the last year of the people that I can talk to, the people that have reached out to me, the people that are not freaked out that I'm called the queen bee of white supremacy on, you know, international right. news. Like, people just, sorry, but they don't give a shit about it anymore because they're waking up and seeing the reality of what multiculturalism and all this fake diversity brings. And how come it's never diversity when it's a bunch of white people? I mean, right. isn't no, it have, diversity have, of character and thought? And
you'd have a boardroom of nothing but black people and they go, look how diverse. And it's like, you don't know what that word means, do you? All right, we'll be back on the other side more with Lana Lochteff, redice.tv. Don't go anywhere.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest is Lana Luktev. Website is redice.tv. You can find her on Twitter at Lana Luktev. She's the host of 314 Radio and a contributor to redice.tv. And they've been focusing on white identity, European identity, for longer than most people have been aware of it. I think more and more people are coming around to this. And the term that's caught on is the Great Replacement. And, you know, I always suggest using the term replacement migration, because when people search replacement migration, the UN white paper comes up. So it's like not up for debate. Whether
seems
this
more
is
legit,
the thing.
Not like not some cuckoo thing. But, it's not.
But the Great Replacement is the term that has sort of caught the zeitgeist. And you were telling me during the break a little bit about the history of where this term comes from. Where does the term Great Replacement originate?
Yeah, so it's actually a French intellectual writer. He writes about culture and politics, travel guides, actually a gay man. His name is Renaud Camus. He's now in his 70s. And he said the notion of the Great Replacement first occurred to him. This was in the 90s when he was writing a guidebook for this medieval village. But it was in 2010 when he first gave a speech. Let me just pull out the parts here, because this is where it comes from. There almost exclusively appeared a population never before seen in these parts, which by its dress, demeanor, and even language seemed not to belong there, but rather to another people, another culture, another history. In 15 centuries, there has not been a single episode, dramatic though some may have been, neither the Hundred Years' War nor the German occupation, that has represented a threat as serious, deadly, and virtually definitive in its consequences for our homeland as the change of people. And it is he's absolutely right. I mean, we've survived the Black Plague, right? Where half of Europe's population was decimated. We bounced back with a renaissance. Right. But what we see is that when you replace the people, I mean, we've seen this happen in Rome. We've seen this happen in Egypt. Civilizations collapse. Once you introduce, you know, diversity, multiculturalism, they cannot recover from that. European civilization, a Western civilization, can recover from war, from sickness, as long as they have their people to rebuild. But what's happening is, as we become a minority, then those areas that we live in will no longer resemble the civilization that we once knew, that we can build back. But what's interesting is that Renaud Camus, he doesn't think that a Great Replacement is a conspiracy. I'm like, how could you not think it's a conspiracy? I mean, it's clear there's an agenda. We were talking to break. This is happening in most white countries. It's catching on. Now even Japan is starting to get hit with this, by the way. Right. But everything in politics starts with people who conspire. That's all it is. But according to Renaud, he thinks it's the reason why we got here is the great deculturation. Camus believes that only educational collapse, the little replacement, could have allowed the change in population to happen as it has, having faith that a people that knows its classics does not consent to its own disappearance. The great deculturation is a fierce defense of cultural elitism. Now, I believe that that is absolutely true, and there's an agenda to replace people of European descent, and I think culture has been a big part of it, regardless of your religion or your politics. But clearly, there's been decades of conditioning to hate ourselves, to think it's okay to replace ourselves, to celebrate being a minority. Yes, the world will be a better place. Yes, we have to pay for the ultimate sin of being white. And someone has started this. And eventually people are going to ask, who did this to us? Who started pushing these lies upon us and our children and infecting this poison onto our society? Well, it's the same people that are also pushing vaccines, pushing liberalism, pushing the tranny agenda, you know, everything that we don't like that is destroying our society. It's the same people.
And it's all the same outcome, right? It is it's the destruction of the people who have a historical and, according to some, genetic predisposition to resist authority, to have the inclination and ability to form a revolutionary overthrow of the people in charge.
And I think that that's why they want to replace us, right? We're rebellious white people. We stand in the way of total control. We ask too many questions. We carry guns. You know, right. We fight back against the vaccine. Like, we're rebellious by nature. And also, white guys have essentially invented modern civilization, discovered and invented just about everything you can think of. You know, they're a threat. they're a threat to total global control. And I think that the Great Replacement is basically, it goes together with the Great Reset. And part of the Great Reset is not having, you know, a strong white, straight men in the picture. Right. Because they stand in the way. They are the ones who can organize and fight back again. They're the ones who will organize and fight back against this.
Right. I totally agree. I mean, it's why China is not subjected to all of these things. Their population is under control. Their population with the social credit score and the constant surveillance. And I mean, the way their society is set up. It is basically revolution proof, right? As soon as you get an inclination to be rebellious, you suddenly, you know, can't get a train ticket anymore and your friends will avoid you. So their social credit score doesn't go down. So any revolutionary impulse is snuffed out in its nascent phase. So China's fine. So they aren't subjected to climate change. They aren't subjected to transgenderism. They aren't subjected to the mass immigration because their population is under control. Europe has a history of not being under control.
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, you brought up China. They have low birth rates, too. Are they mass importing foreigners from other countries? No, we're experiencing low birth rates actually around the world. Is anybody else importing en masse third world populations or populations of people that are not their own people to the point of ethnic cleansing in certain areas? No.
No.
And again, forcibly removing a population and relocating them is a form of ethnic cleansing. So it's forcibly displacing a population with mass migration. They called it genocide in Tibet. Just got to remind people, remember all these lefties were having their concerts. You know, I grew up in the 90s, having their concerts about free Tibet. Well, where are they now? What about free Europe? Free Europeans?
Right.
Europe for Europeans. Where are they now?
Well, and we showed last week, you know, just a collection of videos, but I mean, we could show them for literally hours every single day. Every single European capital is unrecognizable at this point. It doesn't matter whether it's Germany or France or Ireland or England. If you see a video out of their, you know, downtown area, there are no white people to be seen in the entire area. So it's happening in every single European country and it's happening in America. And this is where it's obviously a conspiracy because at least with Europe, you've got the Middle Eastern wars. They have an excuse. They go, well, it's wars. They're escaping war. Millions of them have to come in. And then they implement the same thing in America. There's no war south of our border. There's no giant, you know, conflict in South or Central America. So the fact that it's happening in exactly the same way in these two different places with two different excuses, it's a lie. It's all a lie. It's a scam. It's a conspiracy. They're flooding white countries with non-white people to destroy white people. It's not that complicated. And it's
exactly
wrong and bad.
It's wrong. It's genocidal. And I hear people say, yeah, it's about the votes. Yeah, that's part of it. But they also want us out of the picture. I think this is multi-level. There's different levels of anti-whiteism and subversion of anti-whiteism. Some people just hate us. They want us gone. Some people want revenge for, you know, things that they think happened in the past. And then there's that sect that knows that we are the ones that will stop them, right? So just flood them to make it impossible for them to be able to fight back because they'll just be occupied with, you know, high crime in their countries, right? Just trying to be safe. And now we have to ask ourselves, are our countries better since mass immigration? Is America a better place after, you know, the Immigration Act of 1965, the Hartzeller Act? Is Europe, is Sweden a better place? Is France a better place? Is Paris a better place? I've been to all these places. And the answer is clearly no.
Right.
So these people don't care. This isn't about love and kindness and helping us and bringing people together. These are lies that they tell. They're snakes. They always say it's about unity and brotherhood and diversity. And one of each is just going to get along like in the TV shows and we all lunch together and we're all good liberals and living a, you know, upper middle class life, shopping together or whatever. But these are lies that they tell. Look at the reality of what is happening through mass immigration. And it's only going to get worse if we don't start organizing and doing something about it now.
Yeah, it's not going to stop unless somebody stops them. And I mean, there's literally an infinite supply of third world people. Like there's literally billions of people in the third world in Africa and South America and elsewhere in India. I mean, literally billions and they aren't having birth rate problems. So it's not like this, they'll just run out of people eventually.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Very happy to be welcomed by Lana Loktev, redice.tv. You can follow her on Twitter, at Lana Loktev. And, you know, even just taking the folks on white people out of it, it's pretty easy to understand, at least for me, when you know what the ultimate goal is, being a one world unelected government that rules forever. That's what they want to impose, and sort of backtrack from there. You understand how useful immigration is in the sense that if you're trying to oppress a group of people and you have a town and where everybody is the same race, the same religion, it's pretty easy for them to come together to unify, to oppose you. But if instead you have a little pocket of Muslims over here, a pocket of, you know, black nationalists over here, a pocket of white people over here, a pocket of Asian people over here, and you can get them to fight each other, then you're safe and you'll be able to rule forever. And it seems to me like, looking forward into the future, immigration, there's no limit. There's no reason it should stop. There's an infinite supply of you know, third worlders who would be, you know, gleeful just to be able to live in a lower class lifestyle in Europe or America. And it seems like this is just a cycle that has started and will never end, because as they come in, they get indoctrinated into leftism. They get indoctrinated into the corporate world, where maybe in a couple generations they die out to be replaced by another wave of people. And it seems like the world is just being set up for this endless cycle where the excess of the first world is sent to the third world to keep their birth rates high. The people in the third world are brought into the first world, indoctrinated and deculturized and bastardized until they're atomized and individualized as everybody else. They die off, bringing more people. What do you think about that theory, that there's just this endless cycle of immigration that will never end, that is there for the sole intention purpose of keeping the people fractured and incapable of opposing the ruling class that's appointing itself as the rulers?
Well, absolutely, that is true. So two things we have to talk about: real nationalism, what that means. But I first want to say that multiculturalism, mass immigration, globalism, that is what leads to war and conflict and less cohesive societies. Right. It has divided us, not nationalism. I always hear when they say they're trying to divide us, you know, these nationalists. No, globalists have divided us. We have had peaceful countries, some of the most peaceful countries on the planet, that are no longer peaceful since, like, Sweden, Nordic countries, European countries. Look at even America, right? And it's also this idea that you can't trade and be friendly with foreigners, or that you can't have a black friend without a mass immigration. No, we can be friendly with people of other races. This is a retarded straw man argument that you want to genocide everyone else because you support nationalism. No, we need true nationalists. Movements to stop this flow of people, right? We need repatriation, remigration. I'd love to see some rewilding. I want some more green spaces. I don't know about you. Yeah. I don't want to see endless just growths of these cities and this urban sprawl of anywhere America. And then we need to backtrack and undo decades of this anti-European, anti-white conditioning and restore the classics, the beauty and the truth. I know you like architecture, me too. Culture, heritage, you know, we need to speak truth wherever we see lies. This is how we begin it. But people are programmed to fear the word nationalism. Right away, they think it means, you know, Nazi Germany, right?
Right.
I did a 3-minute video explaining nationalism, where I explain how this concept, it wasn't called nationalism before, but it's as old as time. All of humanity has always been tribal. Tribalism is the root of nationalism. Humans have always organized along essentially ethnic lines according to their DNA. This planet has been organized this way for thousands of years. It's how nature created us. Now, a nation is made up of a particular tribe of people. We're united by common ancestry, culture, language, inhabiting a territory that's all ours, and we need it to thrive to be us, right? We share this collective identity, and it is rooted in ancestry. It is what binds us together. So we need to return to that. We need true nationalist movements. And the problem that you see happening in Europe, for instance, even here, like, yes, Trump is a good option, but they're always supporting Israel first. It's this idea of an ethno state for Israel is okay. Ethnic nationalism, Jewish nationalism is okay for Israel, but when white people do it, it's bad white supremacy and Nazism. We need to cleanse this thought from our head. This is an awful, awful thing that has taken hold in a lot of the American right mind, right? Yep. A lot of conservatives, absolutely. A lot of Republicans, they feel like they can support Israel more than they can take a stand for their own people. So we have a lot of work to do in that regard. And I think that a lot of good stuff is coming. I think Israel's really not doing any favors with this war. You know, they're not winning over more supporters, and people are seeing the hypocrisy, the double standards. And people are seeing that too with nationalists, you know, leaders in Europe as well. So there's grassroots movements that are arising. That's why the Icelandic Rus is so exciting, and what's happening in Ireland, even in America, the things that we can talk about now, you know. It's like, and the thing is, we have all the fun. Like, we, it's so easy to, like, tear these people down in their weak arguments and to mock them and to make fun of them. And we need a lot more of that. I mean, liberals, anti-whites are essentially these crazy, annoying, kooky church ladies. And I don't see, like, our children thinking that these people are cool. I see them thinking that they're annoying as hell, you know?
Right. Yeah, Matt, yeah, you bring up a lot of good points. And obviously the irony of, you know, places like the ADL saying nationalism is very dangerous and bad and wrong and must be shut out. But how dare you suggest Israel, welcome in people that aren't Jewish? We are a Jewish nation state and will remain that forever. And it's like, okay, all right. So you're kind of evil is what you're saying. You're kind of, you know what's good for you and you're trying to deprive it everybody else. That's bad and wrong. I want everybody to have a nation. I want everybody. I want to go to Germany and I want to see silly looking German men reading Donald Duck and eating gummy bears, which is what they do as far as I can tell the times I've been there. But no, I want every nation to have its own identity, have its own culture. I don't want it to be all, you know, Islamic. I don't want it to be all corporate American, right? I want the actual diversity between nations that Europe, of course, had for a very long time and is being lost now. And you point out how natural and obvious nationalism is. I can't remember who said it, but I saw some posts that stuck with me for a long time where it's like, you know, saying nationalism is bad is like saying familyism is bad. Just because I love my family and value my family over other families doesn't mean I want to kill my neighbors, right? That's nonsense.
Exactly.
I also want my neighbors to do well and to love their family, but my family is my family, and that's just how it is. And when you think of nations,
good fences make good neighbors.
There you go. Right. And when you think of nations as families, it only makes sense.
Yes, exactly. And how do you preserve a true diversity? It's like the colors of crayons. You keep them separate. When you mush everything together, it just turns into just a blob of brown, like with the crowns, you know. You lose the diversity of the world when you mush everyone together, and it's like this global liberal culture that they want that's essentially just utter materialism and really just like neo-communism at the end of the day, you know. It's this mess. And so, you know, yeah, and a lot of, you know, non-white people are listening need to start supporting white people. I mean, there's some people out there that do see that this is not going to be good for their interests as well, right? There are good, you know, non-white people who are thriving and they see, uh-oh, white people becoming a minority, like Jesse Peterson. Yeah, mm-hmm. Jesse Peterson.
Of course.
He doesn't want white people to become a minority because he sees the blowback and how it's going to affect him. And that's just it. It will affect everybody.
Yeah. So absolutely. You know, and again,
time to start defending whitey here.
Yeah. And as you pointed out, you know, I'll talk to non-white people. They're just like, what are white people doing? Like, we don't want you guys to go away. Like, we like white people. Why are you letting yourselves be destroyed? No other race has been subjected to the mind rape that we have, that white people have, to where, people are willingly, you know, committing suicide. 2079, authorities tracked down the last white man.
yeah, we laugh, but it's like, it's true, you know? It's true. These memes are becoming reality. Things we joked around about 10 years is like, it's happening. And that's why we can see the trends. You know, we've been right all this time. We were called conspiracy nuts and white supremacists and all this. And now it's like, you know, they're talking about these things in the mainstream. And that's why we need to push it harder now. What is the future? The future is repatriation, remigration, mass deportation. We have to like start thinking about that white identity politics, organizing as European Americans. We need to start thinking about to protect our interests just like everybody else does. We need to think about our children's future. We need to stop being the nice guy all the time and getting pushed around and losing more and more of what you love and what you need. All the things that we value in America, you know, freedom, truth, justice, the Constitution. These are white ideas. And without white people, this won't be upheld. Even with the libertarians you guys were talking about earlier, libertarians, you know, that's generally a white guy thing. You don't see tons of, you know, non-white people supporting these things. And that's why generally, and the left knows this as well, that when you say right wing or conservative or Republican, what do they think? They think white people.
Right. And they've done that, right? They say we need to destroy whiteness. And by the way, whiteness is all of the great things in the world. It's getting up on time. You know, it's waking up in the morning and going to work on time. That's whiteness, and that's what needs to be destroyed. No, it's absurd, and y'all do great work at combating it at redice.tv. Lana Lochtev, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.